Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Bam, bam. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios and live on the Odyssey app, too. You can get us there. You can get the podcast. You can get it all. It is Hump Day. Wednesday, August 6th, right? All yeah. Right. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Solid. Life is good.
Solid. You look alert today.
I feel alert. Yesterday, today. Yeah.
It's good. Feeling good, huh? It's Wednesday. Going to be another hot one today, though.
Oh my God!
It's gonna be a scorcher.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh my God! Yeah. I know. I got a rental car. Anyways, long story. And I told the lady because it's a $450 like cleaning fee if it smells like smoke.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. And so I got in the car and I said, "Can you come in here and smell this?" To the lady checking the rental.
Yeah.
And I said, "It smells like smoke in here, and I don't want to be dinged for it." And she's like, "No, it's just because it's hot, and probably somebody from the past might have smoked, and it's just getting in there." Shut up.
Well, still, you want to clear your name. Because it's a high fee, man. Yeah, you don't want them to think you're in there smoking cigars.
It's like, just because it's hot, it smells like smoke? That doesn't even make sense.
That really brings out the smoke smell.
Now, I wonder if that applies if you bring one back that smells like pot.
I don't know.
It smells like weed.
I think probably all
yeah,
smoking
I would think
stuff.
So, right? Yeah. Yeah, you get busted on that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, though, tomorrow and Friday, too. They're saying over 100 degrees.
Oh. God.
Is a possibility anyway. And a record breaker.
I have a dumpster coming out to the cabin and myself and my friend John were cleaning up the property.
Yeah.
That's not going to be fun today.
No. A little bit cooler out there though,
yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Is true. Yeah.
You get a little bit of a break out there, but man, in town, it is hot.
It is hot.
Hot, hot, hot. All right. It is a Wednesday. You know, we're only 2 days away, Thornton. We're coming your way with the bags. Tote bag drop coming up in Thornton. We'll do that on Friday. We'll give you more details later on in the program today. Let's see what else we have on tap today. We have the Lodge Casino.
Oh, yeah, the giveaway.
Stay in buffet.
Yeah, and then our big concern is about the Butts business.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
What happened with Butts?
I got to look into it, but I'll get back to you. There's a big problem at the Butts business.
I think they got hit by thieves.
They did.
Yeah, somebody ripped them off.
And it's two T's. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think it'd be one T, or at least you throw an E on the end.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
Maybe
yeah.
Do it that way so it doesn't look so funny to us.
It's a big day. We're covering a lot of issues this morning.
How goofy today. Well, that's about all I got today.
Okay.
I'm pretty much done.
Well, I want to know something. I have questions about your life.
Okay.
Is everything okay?
Well, now that you've asked, could be better.
Because,
but the way I see it, Jimmy, couldn't everybody's life be better?
Well, here's how I go with it. Here's how I know when things are bad. when you and Lisa don't talk to each other in the mornings, and like you don't check to see if she's up or anything like that, or she doesn't call, or you don't say good morning, sweetheart, or anything like
that. Morning, dear.
It's been silent for like 2 weeks.
Oh, more like 2 months. Well, let me correct you on that. It's been a couple months now.
There hasn't been any communication.
No.
None.
No.
Like none.
No, not a lot.
Like, no, none.
Well, we take summer breaks at my house.
But yeah, that's always when I can, because I've been working with you for 800 years.
Yeah.
And that's when I know, like, when there's trouble in paradise, when you guys don't communicate in the morning.
When you don't communicate in the morning. Yeah. But, yeah, I like to wait till fall.
And then amp it up.
Yeah, yeah. Summer, just too hot to talk. Too hot. We're going through this thing right now. They have this a vote on a HOA. You know, my HOA is just...
It's volunteer.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It really is dumb because it's a volunteer. And you can either join or you don't have to join. And if you don't join, you don't follow the rules, I guess.
Which is so bizarre.
It doesn't make any sense to me. And the rate for the entire year is $75.
Which is a steal.
$75.
Awesome. Yeah.
So now they're voting on cars being parked out in front of your house.
Oh.
And you know I've got four.
Oh, okay. No.
I've got five. Yeah, Gus is there now. So I got five cars, so they're voting on it.
They held
Well, they held a big meeting last night, and it turned into like almost a street fight. People were very upset about it. Yeah. So I got to vote today.
Well,
they sent me my form.
You're going to vote no, obviously.
I'm voting put anything on the street you want. I don't care if we have hookers.
Ours is so crazy that nobody's allowed to park on the street, right, at all.
Nothing.
Or else they get towed away. And if you have a vehicle that says anything, like, let's say, Brenda's house cleaning, it has to be parked in the garage. Nothing with any kind of writing on the
advertising.
Side. It has to be parked in the garage.
Wow. Yeah, if you've got a plumbing truck, electricity, whatever, they can't expose it. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've never lived in those type neighborhoods, but I've heard of that.
Yeah. I lived somewhere once where we couldn't have real estate signs. You had to put this gold placard on where your address was.
Really?
And that meant it was for sale.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was in Castle Pines proper.
The big deal with this whole HOA thing last night was if you own a boat or an RV, having it behind gates so it's off the street and out of view.
Oh.
They don't even want that anymore.
Gotcha.
They want that out of your backyard. They say it makes it look really bad.
It does.
It kind of does, yeah.
I kind of like it. Yeah. I mean, you've got a place to go if you get in a fight with a wife.
You've got an RV.
Yeah, you got your camper out back. I mean, what a great backup.
Well, just drive to your storage unit.
I'm just saying.
Stay there.
I'm just saying, don't take away everything a man's got. Yeah, schmucks. What are you doing? All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it appears Weld County will be the first. The students go back to school today. Back in class, man. I hope you got air conditioning for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
no
kidding. Now, I did see a story yesterday, and I'm going to ask you, Jamie, because you're going to remember with Ralphie. At what age was he allowed to take a phone to school? Because I saw where Weld County is saying no phones.
Yeah, that's a kind of a new thing. All the schools are kind of agreeing that no phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I love. I don't think they should have had phones all along.
I'm split on it.
Yeah.
I see your point. I see the other side. You know, I'm just in the middle. I can't figure it out. Because, you know, you think about, okay, what about an emergency? That's the first thing that comes up, right? But they're around, you know, a supervised area. They can call you. The school can if there is an emergency. So that kind of takes that off the
table. I think
table.
High school is like junior and seniors can have phones, but I think the rest of them can't.
But just put them away.
Yeah.
During class.
Right.
Yeah.
Put them in a locker. Leave them in a locker.
Or their backpacks.
Or put it somewhere and don't let it be visible or it's going to be taken away from you.
That's
right?
Just my thought. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the full scale of what Weld County is saying. They're just saying no phones.
It's so funny. So we were going through my son's clothes because he's home, right? So we're going through all his old clothes and everything. And oh, my God. I don't remember if I told you off there or on there, but I know I whatever. Anyway, and then we found this box, and it's this box, and it gave my son PTSD. He's like, no, it's this box. You put the phone in it,
yeah,
and you can turn it on up to 5 hours. It stays locked. And he remembers that box and how he tried to pry it open, get it open any way he could, and it just does not open.
Yeah.
Until the time is up, it'll unlock, but you cannot get it open.
So this is for parental control?
Yeah.
So if you want to take the phone away from a kid, you can throw it in that box
exactly.
and let it sit, and they have to stare at the box,
yep.
which is torture in itself.
Right, because you watch it tick down.
That's awesome.
He's like, that thing gives me PTSD.
Where'd you get that box?
On Amazon.
Did you? Yeah. I might have to look for that because that day's coming for Frog.
Yeah, for everybody. Yep.
Frog's at cooking school.
Nice.
So yesterday we went through the menu of what he cooked. Yesterday's menu was for breakfast. They cooked donut holes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing like 7-year-olds in hot grease. That's cool.
And I tried to explain to him last night, you can't really eat a donut hole. It's a ball. It's not really the hole itself.
Oh,
okay.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was a big conversation. Yeah. Then they went on to chicken nuggets midday.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Midday was chicken
nuggets.
So
it's nuggets. A healthy cooking class.
I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
And then before I picked him up yesterday at school, he just finished off, and you could smell it on him and see it on his face. They just finished off pretzels with cinnamon topping.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah. What the hell is going on at this school?
I
mean, we've yet to do broccoli, okay?
They obviously want to fatten up the kids. Dear God.
Sugar overload, and then they're going to send
crazy?
You home.
That's crazy to me. It's like, who came up with this menu?
Right?
You're doing donut holes and pretzels with cinnamon and chicken nuggets.
I think
it's like,
is cute that he has cooking school. I've never heard it. You guys are very bougie now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in cooking school.
You guys are in cooking school.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Well, he came home upset yesterday because two of his friends teamed up on him. They called him Smelly.
Smelly.
So I pick him up at school yesterday, or at cooking school yesterday.
Yeah.
And the first thing he does, he comes out, drops his head, almost in tears. He goes, my friends say I smell.
What does he smell like?
I don't know. I sniffed him. It was fine to me. It was a big trauma day, Jamie. It was trauma yesterday.
I wonder what he smells like.
I don't know. I sniffed him. I go, come here, bub.
Yeah.
Let me get a whiff of you. Yeah. Let me just see if you need a bath.
Yeah.
No, it was fine with me. It smelled like cinnamon.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, well.
It was a wacky day at school
it
yesterday.
It sounds like that. A little dramatic. Poor kid.
Oh, the WNBA. They've done it again.
I saw that. You know, they don't need to hit the girls. That's not the point.
No.
They hit the girls with the wiener.
Yeah,
this time
they hit a girl, and it's not cool. Then the other girl kicked it off the court, and they were all upset. Then there was a fourth one thrown, too. It didn't make it to the court. Smacked somebody in the back of the head.
Yeah, because they're not doing it right. Like, we want it done like the catfish and like the hat trick and stuff like that. We're not going for hitting people in the back of the head.
No, and I'm a big fan of the dildo toss. I like it. I think it adds a lot of it gives
WNBA. It's pageantry.
Yeah, and we talk about the WNBA when we wouldn't. You know,
well,
I mean, it gives them a little notoriety here to have those flung onto the court.
I still think it's pageantry.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know who makes the lime green ones, but man, they're on a roll right now. You want to buy that stock, right?
Right?
So we've got audio, too, of it being tossed out. We'll get to that in a few minutes, Spinell. You don't have to play it right now. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Another scorcher today. 97 for a high.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So funny. My God.
What's up?
Well, I guess, you know, I like to have friends out at the river and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I freaked a couple of my friends out by posting that snake.
Yeah.
And now they don't want to go back out.
They're backing out.
I don't think I'd go.
But that's dumb. I mean, it's nature. They're everywhere. They're in your yards, you guys. That is the dumbest thing ever.
Until you see one, Jamie, you don't feel that way.
I mean, have you seen all the rattlesnakes that they're posting on steps in Parker?
Oh, like
in the front steps.
Literally all like across in the green pit and in the green belt right there.
No, but this was on Parker Neighbors. Yeah. It was at their front step, and that was a rattlesnake or whatever. But I mean, that's just the dumbest. I mean, I'm not mad at him or anything, but I said the reason why it moved so fast is because I was shaking out snake away, which is that really pungent, I call it spices, but I don't know what it is. But you sprinkle it everywhere, and snakes hate the smell of it, hate it.
Yeah.
And so that's why that snake took off.
Great,
because
great. Okay, so you're sitting there with a cabin and a bunch of pissed off snakes. I'm not going out there. You've already made them mad.
No, you just sit wherever you put the snake away, and they don't want to come around snake away stuff, because that's the only bad. To me, the only downside is spreading that stuff, because it is kind of pungent and you can smell it and it kind of burns your nose a little bit. But anyway, oh my God, so many rattlesnakes. And then I don't know about you guys, but every single next door, what is this one? Is this a bull snake or is this a rattlesnake? Everybody's like, oh my God, this again.
I don't know my snakes.
Well,
I know the rattlers, obviously.
Right, but everybody posts it every single day. There's a person taking a picture of a snake in their yard, and they're like, what is this? And then everybody has to go bull snake, bull snake, bull snake. It's good for the environment, you know, whatever. Yeah. Oh my God. All right, anyway, but they're on the move. And so are deer. We have a stray deer in our neighborhood. He's huge. And that son of a gun, he just is like, I don't know if he's missing friends and family. He doesn't have anybody. He's a loner.
Yeah.
But he sat and stared at me today. He's like, will you be my friend?
Yeah, he's an outcast.
They call him Smelly.
Yeah. Smelly. Poor old Smelly. Has no friends. The pack has left him.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I don't know where his friends are. Literally.
Yeah. He's an orphan deer.
Yesterday he was out. He's the same guy, but I mean deer, not guy. And he was trying to make friends with one of the dogs that somebody was walking. He's like, oh. He was like jumping up like, hey, you want to play? Want to play catch? He is all alone. It's so sad. All right. I'm okay. Wednesday, season 2. I think it's going to be released today, right?
Yep.
It is.
All right. Netflix, it's a huge show. It's Wednesday. It's the Addams Family, like, spinoff or whatever. I didn't see season 1.
I did. It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
So you're going to watch again today, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody because it's so new, you know?
Got it.
Well, I don't think you did.
No.
You just enjoyed it.
It was pleasant. To avoid that.
It was pleasant. Yeah. That's BJ's favorite word.
It's
pleasant.
A good show.
Wait a minute. Can there be a spoiler for Wednesday? It's the Addams Family.
Yeah, like, is there a big plot twist?
Is there some...
There's a... In the first season, there is a big plot twist that happens.
Oh, there is?
Uh-huh.
See, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Morticia dies.
Yeah.
So sad. All right, anyway, they'll be released today on Netflix, in case you were wondering. Christina Applegate, this is... Man, this is so sad, right? She was doing her podcast from the hospital. She has, is it MS?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right? And so she has MS. And this is so sad to watch, because if you ever watched her on the Bundys,
yeah.
You know.
Married with Children.
Right. Yeah. It was
That's the family in the show.
Right.
Yeah. The Bundys.
Yeah. The Bundys. But if you ever watch them, I mean, she was like a little saucepot, right? And little, yeah. I mean, and so this is just so hard to watch.
It is. And I think if I'm not mistaken, this is like kidneys, right?
Yeah, she has a kidney infection.
Double kidney infection.
Yeah, she said the pain was so bad that she thought that her appendix burst.
Yeah, they say it's really serious.
All right, here it is.
In moments of despair like this, like, what do you do for yourself mentally, if anything? I my heart is so heavy for what you are going through, like the layers in which you, the things that you're going through. It's just,
oh no, I'm holding in like bag o' tears right now. Just bag o' tears. I sometimes fall into the nurse's arms like a freako, just like crying.
Yeah.
But I also, this is going to sound glib, but I don't, whatever. I find like the two stations I really like on the TV. I try to look at it as an opportunity to rest. I mean, but I, as we all know, record this podcast from my bed. So I'm no stranger to a lot of, what are the kids calling it now? Bed rotting.
Oh God.
She's bed rotting?
Well, I think that when you Netflix and, you know, it's for episodes and episodes like Schmidl did, that's like bed rotting.
Or when you lay in your bed all day long.
Or when you watch football all weekend.
Yeah, yeah, that would be recliner rotting. Yeah.
I kind of like
it. You practice it a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
So
like
does Schmidl. Schmidl did it the other day.
Schmidl does it. I do it.
I've done it before.
We've all done it.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done it. You find something you like on Netflix or whatever, you just sit there the whole time, get through it.
This poor woman, she has had a bad string of luck.
I know.
Every time you turn around, there's something going on physically with her.
Yeah, I feel horrible for her.
I do, too. She seems like a really nice person, too.
She actually is. I met her a couple times.
You've met her?
Yeah, and she also does a lot for MS. And, well, this is a long time ago. Like, when she told us she had it, but we couldn't really visit, like, we didn't see it yet.
Yeah.
And this was years ago, but you couldn't see it yet. And so you're like, oh, that's so sad. But now it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she has a tough time getting around.
Yeah. Yep. She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, it's been rough on her.
Oof. Okay. Why are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift buying a house in Cleveland, Ohio?
I don't know.
It's because it's his hometown.
I know, but...
it's Cleveland.
Of all the places to buy a house.
Maybe they want to be close to Shador.
Maybe that's the goal.
It's the only thing I can think of.
So we know that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went looking at mansions in, wait for it, Cleveland, Ohio. The only thing that I can think is, you know how Jason Kelce lives off the beaten path in that small town or whatever, and nobody really bothers him. He can walk around that small town. Maybe they're hoping if they move to a small town outside of Cleveland that they can go to the grocery store and have a kid and live a normal life, kind of like their brother does.
Well, he can't. Yeah, she can't.
She can't, yeah.
He can't because he's Kansas City Chiefs, and they hate him up there, okay? So he'd be fine, but she can't do it. She'll never be able to do it.
I would have not chosen Cleveland.
Me either.
I'm going to be quite honest.
Cleveland, Detroit, there are certain cities I wouldn't choose.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I don't get it.
Yeah. Huh.
Have you ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah.
I've been there.
I've been to Ohio.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Ohio's right there around the Midwest.
Yeah. So it's brutal.
You're like, why am I here?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's literally gloomy all the time.
Yeah. It's nothing
good.
No. Well, good for them, though, right? Maybe they're settling down,
getting a house in a small town. It's not said they bought a house. They're just looking around, right?
Right.
Says, maybe they'll look around for a while and say, man, we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just see what happens.
The loving couple, both 35, are said to have visited at least two opulent homes currently for sale in the Northeast Ohio's town in the East Side suburbs. And so maybe they just want to try to raise a kid normal in like a cul-de-sac or something.
They should just get like a plot of land and put a trailer on it.
Yeah.
You know, put a double wide out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pull up stakes right there. Raise the kids. Get some goats.
Actually, it did say in the study that I just read, the way you can get your kid off of its phone or the tablets is go let him play outside and don't like hover over him. Just let him play outside. And they'll stay off their tablets if you just let them go.
I can't do that. I can't let a 7-year-old in the front yard. It just scares me to death.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. I have to be outside. He's not allowed to be out there by himself.
Huh.
Yeah. Is that bad? because I think it's just dangerous.
Well, maybe
just appears that way,
I mean,
to me.
Maybe because you're not in a cul-de-sac. Like I let my kid run free in a cul-de-sac, but I just left my front door open, hope he returned.
Well, next door scares the hell out of me too, because everybody always posts on next door, like, "Who's this stranger in the neighborhood? Anybody know this guy with the sunglasses and the baseball hat on?"
Yeah,
I don't know who he is. Now, sometimes it turns out to be me walking up down the street. But yeah, I'm just saying, I don't let him outside.
He's not a dog.
Backyard, he can do. Fenced in.
Fenced in.
Fenced in. He's caged. He's a dog.
He's caged.
He's not loud in the front door. He's fenced in the back.
Well, I put him out there with
After he poops, I let him back in.
I give him a ball to play with every once in a while.
Well, more like a bowl of water in case he gets thirsty. But
yeah. Huh.
No front yard.
Mm. Well, anyway. It just said, my friend, she actually did move, and she has seen the difference in their tablet time, because they move somewhere where the kids can just go and run and, you know, be free and all that stuff. And she's like, yeah, it really changed. They're off their tablets now.
Yeah.
Got to move to a farm, BJ.
The tablet is, it's a problem.
Well, because...
It's a problem.
Because a lot of parents, I didn't have tablet time. I wish I kind of would have. But we had packets of sugar and Hot Wheels cars at restaurants.
Yeah. That's what I did. I played with the salt on the table.
Yeah, that's all we had.
That's My not mom so hated bad. It. That's not so bad. This tablet
thing,
though.
It gets
thing,
a little
though,
sticky. Yeah, but that's the thing, because kids get confused, because one minute you guys don't want them to have them. I watched this. One minute you guys don't want them to have them, and then the next minute, if they're interrupting our wine outside time, she's like, just go on your tablets.
Yeah.
So these kids are like, what? Because now we're sitting outside on her deck having a glass of wine. She's like, guys, stop. Just go and get on your tablets.
They are great babysitters.
Yeah. But the kids are confused. Like, wait, I thought I was not supposed to. I'm on it too much.
Well, his has a timer, you know.
Nice. That really helps.
Well, yeah, once he runs out of time.
You just add more.
Well, I don't. I don't even have access to it because they know I'd abuse it.
Yeah.
So I'm even, banned from that. But it's between he and his mom.
Gotcha.
And she's a little bit more of a tough cookie than I am. I'm
like,
a sucker.
You're like, just stay on it.
Well, he
depends on what's
happening.
I don't
feel like it's fair when he's got 15 minutes of time and I've got 3 hours to watch football. It just isn't right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We got to add some more time.
He's got to have 3 hours too, just like me.
All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be 97 degrees. 97. Wow. It's going to be hot today.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.